There's a sentence in benching with which we are all familiar, probably because it fits so well with the song, but many people are not really clear exactly what that sentence means and how much depth there is to it. We say in benching, have the grace after the meals, K'moy shebechaz aviseinu avi mitzak of Yaakov bakol mikol kol, ken yivarcha yisanu kulani yachad barucha shleima. Just like you, Hashem, blessed our patriarchs, avi mitzak and Yaakov, bakol mikol kol, so, Hashem, may you bless us with a bracha shleima, with a complete blessing. But what does it mean that we're saying that just like you, Hashem, blessed Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, bakol, mikol, kol, which is just seemingly three ways to say everything, you bless them with everything. So the reason is because in the Torah, these three words written in those three ways are written by Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. By Avram, it says, Hashem, berchas Avram, bakol, bakol, God blessed Avram with everything. By Yitzchak, it says, v'oichal mikol, and I've eaten from everything, mikol. And by Yaakov, in this week's parsha, what Yaakov says to Esav is, yesh li kol, I have everything. So in the Torah, we find these three ways of writing the word everything, that Hashem blessed them with everything, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And so we say, so too, k'mo shebarchas aviseinu, like he blessed our forefathers, k'en yivarcha sanu kolonu yachad bevracha shleima. So too, he should bless all of us together with a complete blessing. That's the simple meaning of what we're saying in benching. But I saw a beautiful question asked by Reb Melech Biderman, Zozayin Gesund. Reb Melech Biderman says a beautiful question he brings. That seemingly, if you look in the Torah, where these three words are written by the forefathers, each time seemingly it had a negative condition. There were negative circumstances. They were having a hard time in life. It was actually at a crisis as all three of our patriarchs' lives. By Avram, it says, Vashem berchas Avram bakol, was right after Sarah died, right after he buried his wife Sarah, in Parshas Chaye Sarah, right after the story of him finishing burying Sarah and crying and mourning over her, that's when it says, Berchas Avram bakol. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. By Yitzchak, he said, V'oichal mikol, was after Esav came in and said, who took my blessing? And Yitzchak v'yecher ad charad g'doyle. Yitzchak was very scared. The Torah says he was trembling, and Rashi brings, he saw hell. Hell opened up under him. That's when Yitzchak said, V'oichal mikol, I ate from everything. And Rashi over there, by the way, says, I was able to taste in the food every single taste that I wanted to taste. Any food I wanted, any taste I wanted, I could have tasted. So it says that I ate mikol right after he had this crisis of his two sons, and he realized that he gave the blessing to Yaakov, that horrible story. And to the extent that Chazal say he saw hell open under him. And finally, in this week's parsha, Yaakov says, yesh li kol, I have everything. He said it to Esav. At the apex of his confrontation with Esav, when his wives and children were their lives were in danger, that's when he said, I have everything. We ask to be blessed like the patriarchs were at those moments of their lives. But the answer is yes, yes, that's the ultimate bracha shleima. That is the ultimate full blessing. K'mo shebarchas aviseinu bebracha shleima. A complete blessing could only be that one has such a deep faith and trust in God that one knows that every single thing that always happens to us is for our benefit, that Hashem is giving us good, and everything Hashem does for us is good. And somehow our forefathers were blessed that they felt every single moment when something negative was happening, they still felt the positivity that it was coming from Hashem in a good way. By Avram, what does it say by Avram after Sarah died? Vayoka me'al p'nei mesa. He got up from his beloved wife that died. Vayokam, he was able to get up. Even though he lost his beloved wife, he was still able to get up. Vayokam, he was able to get up and continue in life and still feel that God blessed him with everything. Yitzchak was able to say at that moment when hell opened up under him, he was able to still feel that I'm able to taste any taste in the world. No matter how terrible a moment in his life it was, he was able to declare, and hell might have been opened up in front of him. He knew it was from Hashem, so he could still feel that he's tasting every taste in the world. And Yaakov, at that moment of meeting Esav, when everything was in a crisis, he still had bitachon, he had faith that he had everything he needed, because God always gives us exactly what we need, only what we need, always for our benefit. And that's what we're saying in benching, that that's the ultimate bracha shleima, that just like you blessed them, bakol mikol kol, you blessed them that they should feel they had everything, even at the times in life that were most difficult, so to Hashem, bless us. We know that life is not always going to be simple, but bless us, God, that even if hell opens up under us, we'll still be able to taste your goodness. We'll be able to taste life in the best way. And we should have that faith to be able to always get up from any difficult circumstance. And even at the time of crisis, when our enemies are at the gate or enemies are right in front of us, we could still feel, God, that you blessed us with everything. That's the most difficult aspect of being connected to Hashem, to really have that emunah, to have that trust that everything is for our benefit. And all the holy books say that's the most difficult test that we experience in life. Because sometimes it's so unclear and things seem to be so difficult. But as the Gemara in Baba Basra says on these words, Bakol Mikol Kol, the Gemara says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov tasted Gan Eden. They tasted the Garden of Eden in this world in their lifetime. Because when a person is able to have that security, such a trust and faith in God, again, which is so difficult, that whatever's happening in life, it is for my benefit, that is Gan Eden. That's the ability to have a taste of the world to come in this life, where everything will be seen to be God's unity and God's goodness. May we live with that faith and trust, attain it, internalize it, and in that merit we'll be able to see with our physical eyes with the coming of Mashiach. Good Shabbos.